Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane in the heart of the American Redoubt Patriot Territory, and the communists hate it. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! That's right, we're fired up. Hopefully you're fired up. This is another, well, a short week coming up on, well, this is, wow, this is our last show of 2023. Can you believe it, Lady Liberty?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I know. Wow, coming up so fast. 2024 is just going to be a blur too. It's just going to just whap. But it's going to be a busy one. There's a lot of stuff going on here. The reindeer games continue with Trump. Now Maine is jumping onto the dog pile. We're going to see how this all shakes out, but we've got actually several things to cover, including the second part from that audio clip that we played from that communist activist, former assistant, temporary fill-in assistant to the
attorney general
or something, acting as the temporary
attorney from Georgetown.
Right. So now, well, we've got that. Her comments on her views of constitutional sheriffs.
Yes. Oh, and boy. I can't wait to attack that. Yeah. That's just for her being such a well-educated usurper of the law.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I can't wait to get to that.
She's educated and indoctrinated.
Oh, yes.
And on a mission.
And very, very adept at lying.
Oh, yeah. And her name's McCord. McCord.
Yes.
Scottish.
Scottish, unfortunately.
Well, she must have married into it. But no, actually, you know, sadly, there are a lot of traitorous communist globalists that are Scottish.
That's unbelievable. Sad. That's an unfortunate thing.
I mean, I'm Scottish. I'm ashamed to say that. But you know what? William Wallace had to deal with traitors. I mean, it's nothing new, and they still got them today.
Right.
And,
well, there's heroes, and there are losers in absolutely every single culture.
That's true.
And,
that's
just, you know, there's people are trying to say different things about Jewish people, saying, oh, well, they're all globalist elite
right.
Illuminati backers. And, you know, that's not true.
I mean, the Jews that we know are I am.
We've got American Illuminati backers. That doesn't mean all Americans are Illuminati backers.
Oh, no.
You know,
no,
and so it happens across every single different group of people across the planet.
It's a humanity thing.
Yep, that's right.
So,
well, and so, yeah, we've got so much to get to after the break. But what is much weightier than any of that is God's input on where Christians should be right now.
Yes.
And what we should be doing and being aware of in our environment and what to prepare for as Christians.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And so that brings us to are we still in Judges?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so we've been for the last few days. That's good.
Today is when we're going to cover chapter 3 that has some of the most important statements so far. And if you've been with us this whole week, we've been covering Judges chapter 2 and basically describing that the Lord has been using the enemies of Israel to teach them how to engage in battle with
yes.
him at their, you know, with him as their advisor, you know, because they don't know how to engage in battle and in war, and they need to be. And so he sends their enemies. Well, actually, their enemies are already there because they refuse to kick them out.
Yes.
And so he said,
I'll make a thorn in your side.
Yes. Yeah. He said, why did you do this thing? I told you to get rid of those people and you didn't.
Right.
And so because you didn't, I'm going to let them stay there so you can see how bad their character is if you insist on having them there, that they're going to be a thorn in your side.
Yep.
And he's going to let them learn battle because of those people and learn that they can rely on him in those battles. And so that's what we've been covering so far in Judges. And that is extremely critical to understand that this is the character of the Lord that we all worship.
Yes.
And so to think that you know, we've got the same exact scenario going on in the United States right now.
Yes.
And that Christians are cowering and backing away from any kind of confrontation whatsoever, that's not biblical.
And we're allowing things in our culture that the Lord said you should never allow.
Exactly.
And that really marks the difference between a libertarian and a conservative.
Yep.
You know, we're proudly conservative Christians. Our libertarian friends are like, well, no, you can't destroy a satanic idol in your state capital because, you know, that's otherwise you're destroying liberty. You know, God has a different opinion on things that you should and should not allow in your culture.
Yep, that's right.
So libertarians are going to liberate us right off a cliff.
Yeah, exactly. That's not good either. Got to understand, got to have some discretion, got to have some, some ability to discern what is right and wrong. You also need to know the Bible. That's why we're describing, you know, we're getting the opportunity to share with you all of these fantastic stories that show the character of God, the one we worship, the one that we are to walk in his ways, because we are going to be the ones that judge angels even.
Yeah.
And how are we to judge if we are not educated on what he has done in the past? The whole record is there so that we learn how he judged in each situation so that we can take after him.
Yeah. You know, you can't help but to wonder how many are going to be in that category where, you know, God says, well, you made it into heaven, but you were absolutely worthless down here. You sit over there.
Right.
You sit on the side.
Yep. And now you get to watch the grass grow.
Right. Now you get to watch, God's people actually engage in the activities he's got planned for us.
Right.
Everybody else, just bring them water.
Right. None of this is biblical. Sorry, we're just speculating.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday.
Yeah!
Comes to us from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, which read under the title, The Nations Remaining in the Land. Now these are the nations which the Lord left, that he might test Israel by them, that is, all who had not known any of the wars in Canaan. This was only so that the generations of the children of Israel might be taught to know war, at least those who had not formerly known it, namely, five lords of the Philistines, all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, and the Hivites who dwelt in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entrance of Hamath. And they were left, that he might test Israel by them, to know whether they would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. Thus the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and they served their gods, small g. Othniel. So the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Ashtoreths. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel, who delivered them, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed over Cushan Rishathaim. So the land had rest for 40 years. Then Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. Ehud. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord strengthened Eglon, king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. Then he gathered to himself the people of Ammon and Amalek, went and defeated Israel and took possession of the city of palms. So the children of Israel served Eglon, king of Moab, for 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man. By him, the children of Israel sent tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. And that's all that we have time to read in 3. And you can read the rest of 3. Read all the way on through 6.
Yes.
If you have time this weekend, because it's very important. And so that's it for the study on the book of Judges, because this covers basically what is super important right now for people to know, that when you allow invaders to stay in your land that are not supposed to be there, it's illegal right. for them to be there for a reason.
Yep.
And so you know, God basically is using them to test whether people will keep his commandments or not.
Right. And when they don't, he allows their enemies to come against them, oppress them for a time until they cry out to him again. Then he brings a deliverer.
That's right.
It's just rinse and repeat.
Right.
Over and over. This is just makes you just shake your head.
Well, it's sad because this is us. You know,
yes.
This is us too. I mean, this is exactly us, especially according to Jonathan Cahn's book, Return of the Gods, small g,
yes.
where he describes over and over that as soon as everybody turns away from God, in comes the demonic spirit of Baal.
Yes.
And then in comes the demonic spirit of Ashtoreth. And
yes.
then in comes the final demonic spirit of Molech.
And that's so, where we are right now in America.
Yes. And Ashtoreth brings in the homosexuality and the all of the transgenderism.
Yep.
And then Molech brings in the child sacrifice, which is where we are with our wide open border and child sacrifice going on, for crying out loud, through the child trafficking, through the horrific things that are happening to the children that are being trafficked and killed,
yes.
that just are disappearing by the tens of thousands because of this.
Yeah, we're going beyond abortion.
Right.
I mean, now it's actual child sacrifice.
Right, exactly. And so here we've got the same exact thing that was going on in the book of Judges. They were going through all the same garbage that has now been thrust upon the United States because we are following directly in their footsteps.
Yeah. The people in D.C., the globalists, they are not us.
No.
And so I know the church has been praying. There are so many people praying for this country and for our culture and praying for our protection, praying for deliverance, guidance. And sadly, it's going to get uglier before it gets, there's no, and I posted this on the Telegram channel, there's no pretty or clean way out of this now.
Well, and
if
and
at all.
That's not necessarily true. God can answer prayers. And especially
right.
when the people will repent and seek his face, if my people who are called by my name, meaning Christians, because we call ourselves Christians, right?
Right.
We Christians, right? We are called by his name. We are the ones that need to repent for allowing this to happen in our nation, and we've got to take it back.
Well, absolutely, except I'm just drawing from everything that we've been reading. Look at Judges. He delivers them when they cry out, but it's not pretty and it's not clean.
And yet we don't know what is around the corner, whether he will answer our prayers, allow Trump to get back into office. I mean, it's interesting because there is progress that's being made. I mean, surprising progress that's being made, especially with the former U.S. Attorney General that basically came out. We covered this, that he came out and he said to the Supreme Court that the filing, this whole Jack Smith filing to the Supreme Court essentially claims U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland improperly appointed Smith to an office that does not exist,
yes,
with authority Garland does not possess, and that it's unconstitutional, and that because of that, the Supreme Court must reject the petition against Donald Trump. And so here we've got a former attorney general bringing that to,
that's
to
right,
a pivotal point at the Supreme Court level.
Yeah.
And so if it, you know, that is surprising to me, mm-hmm, that somebody has stepped out of the shadows, that is willing to stand up for American law and American Constitution as it says in the Constitution itself,
right?
Not some invented version of the liberals, right? And so that is a promising, that's a very promising development right there.
Yeah, well, we'll see where it goes. It's going to be an interesting year, and we've got a long stretch.
That's
from
right,
here to November.
Well, I'm going to keep the positive eye open because God answers prayers. And,
yes, he does.
And God loves us, and God loves a contrite heart. So those of us who are willing to repent and turn from our wicked ways and seek his face, we can turn this country around.
There you go. Straight from Lady Liberty.
Not on our accord, but on God's accord.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. He has to intervene.
That, absolutely.
For that outcome, it's only going to be God.
That's right.
And he has a way of doing things to set things up so that he gets all the glory.
That's
and
right.
That is fine by us. Love it.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. The segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. The Morning Commute, segment 2, coming up right after these messages.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
Welcome back, Patriots. Segment 2 of the last show for 2023. So after this, we'll talk to you guys next year. I like to say that. But Lady Liberty, here we are, segment 2.
That's right,
everyone. The Morning Commute.
Welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah!
Well,
pretty
and,
fired up.
You know, this whole week has been an absolute nightmare for Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out that on her channel, she posted that on the 27th, one of her family members was swatted at their house. And then the next day, both her daughters were swatted at their houses.
Right.
And then she posted, "Swatting calls are coming in on many members of Congress, senators, state reps, and mayors, and lieutenant governors, and many members of our families. Is our government under attack? Swatting calls are also police harassment and an attack on police. We need to stop this now." And so she said that she will be introducing legislation to make it much easier for law enforcement to arrest and prosecute these criminals. And it's about time. Thank goodness that they're bringing it to her, because she'll do something about it.
Well, it needs to happen. I cannot believe they can catch somebody's, you know, the tip of their finger from a video on January 6th and arrest them and throw them in prison. But they can't find somebody who has multiple times now swatted members of Congress and now their families.
Right.
And they can't find who it is.
Yeah, that kind of shows that they're on the same side.
I'm a little suspicious, to be honest.
Yep, exactly. You can't help but be. And so, well, we wanted to go ahead and finish the rest of that absolutely awful statement from that Georgetown attorney, acting assistant attorney general, whatever she is. And so we've got a rebuttal to her statement as well.
Yeah. This, what we're talking about is, we introduced this yesterday. She's one of the individuals who approached Coeur d'Alene City to say, I'll work pro bono to go against these patriots that turned out when Antifa and BLM were saying they're coming to Coeur d'Alene next.
To trash it.
Yeah, they want to strike the red states, conservative patriot territory, on their own home front to show that, you know, you're not safe anywhere. Well, the patriots rolled out, but hundreds and hundreds of armed to the teeth patriots were there. We were there in Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint on different nights, joining the hundreds of other armed patriots to stand against that as a show of force. The police were so grateful. They're like, thank you. Well, the leftists in the Coeur d'Alene area were just freaking out.
Especially when Antifa went running away. They saw all of the patriots, and they turned around basically and drove back where they came from.
That's called a deterrent. That's deterrence. Yeah, well, so now this Mary McCord is speaking to this Association of Mayors. You know, here's your marching orders. You need to go back because I've got all this intel from the Southern Poverty Law Center and of course all these other leftist human rights Gestapo groups. And you need to go back and get your law enforcement in order. And here's the danger of these law enforcement officers. Some of them are extremists and some of them are constitutionalists. Well, listen to what she says. This is her warning to this group of mayors that she was speaking to.
The constitutional sheriff's movement believes that sheriffs are the highest law in the land. They can decide what laws to enforce and what laws not to enforce. We've seen them trying to meddle in elections. Most recently, 74 sheriffs in Illinois have said they are not going to enforce Illinois' new assault weapons ban. We have even seen them moving for legislation in states like Montana and elsewhere for a law to bar federal law enforcement from entering their jurisdictions and enforcing federal law without their permission. Now, never mind, that's blatantly unconstitutional. That's what we're talking about.
And boy, we have a lot to say about that.
We sure do, because it is absolutely, it's required, in fact, in the Constitution, in state constitutions as well, that the sheriff, the office of sheriff, is the highest law enforcement office in the county, in the states. And so, according to Idaho Constitution Article 12, Section 2, well, all over Article 12, and also Idaho Code 50-301. There's so much constitutional law for the state of Idaho that describes that the sheriff is absolutely the required law enforcement body.
These globalists, these government supremacists is what they are. They believe, they're appalled that there are sheriffs. I mean, 76 or a bunch of sheriffs all said they are not going to enforce this Illinois firearms ban because they get to decide what laws they're going to. No, hold on. First of all, there's something called an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. They cannot, and that is the highest law of the land. Right. So a law that subverts the Constitution or is in conflict with the Constitution is as no law at all, as if it had never been passed. That's the 16th American jurisprudence. They have a duty, an obligation, not to enforce an unconstitutional law.
That's right. In fact, IdahoDispatch.com has posted an excellent article by Doug Trouble that is titled, "What Would a Constitutional Sheriff Do?" And it describes that the adjective in the title of this essay begs a question. What is it that distinguishes a constitutional sheriff from a sheriff? The short answer is that a constitutional sheriff understands his oath of office and demonstrates its relevance. The oath is front and center in his policing and policy decisions. His oath is a source of courage and restraint day to day. Article 6 of the Constitution for the United States of America requires all legislators, executive, and judicial officers of the federal government and several states take an oath or affirmation to support the Constitution for the United States of America. The Constitution for the United States of America is the highest law in the land.
Bingo.
And so sheriffs are executive officers and therefore required to take the oath of office.
Yes.
And so that is absolutely constitutional. I mean, that is the base of all law for the whole United States.
Right.
All law that comes from that basic supreme law of the land has to be congruent with the constitutional law, and therefore that is what the sheriffs are to enforce.
And she's speaking to a group of mayors who also took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, who have absolutely no clue what's in the Constitution.
Right.
Being indoctrinated, educated by a supposed constitutional, attorney general, fill in temporary, and they're going to go back to their towns and they're going to, try to make these changes. And then she ends with, and of course, these sheriffs that don't want to support, enforce this gun law is unconstitutional. No, it's the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. The Second Amendment is a constitutional law that they must uphold.
It's unconstitutional if they do enforce those.
Exactly. Well, and in fact, even further, it is a misdemeanor in most states if any elected official fails to file their oath of office. That
yes.
is a crime right
yes,
there.
It is. And it's also a crime to violate your oath of office.
That's right.
Well, we're out of time, guys. We're fired up, and hopefully you are too. We've got a lot more to cover, but we're out of time, so join us Monday morning for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.